This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I know they did. They just gave you just more gasoline this fire.
No, it's not.
You just act like this whole thing's over. What is that, loss number six?
Yeah, no, I don't take joy in it. I really don't. But, I mean, I don't think that, again, it's about an at-large resume. They do not have one right now. Now, they could still get one in theory. They could still come up with one in theory. Theoretically, if you want to just look at this thing from an existential standpoint and just not take into consideration the way that they've actually looked slash played, theoretically, they can still do it. Theoretically, they can still beat, like we talked about, Cincinnati on the road. Split with Houston probably is going to be enough. If you beat what – you got to be Wichita State at home, and then you take care of the other games.
Yeah, especially Carolina. Now, the way Wichita State's struggling.
But
you need to underline that one.
It feels to me – like an 0-2 week is coming up for Memphis because they've got Cincinnati on Thursday and then they have UConn on Sunday.
Again, maybe the back against the wall thing helps them. What I know is there is no – winning four games in 4 days like you would have to if you are outside the top four finishers in the regular season in the AAC would spell doom as far as I'm concerned. Because if we're holding out hope, and I'm still with John, there's still some hope in that – you can get this thing turned around offensively. Maybe you do go beat a Cincinnati, even as tough as we've laid that one out, or get the Houston wins. Maybe you do. But ultimately, if it's got to come down to winning a conference tournament like it did for Josh Pastner's second squad, you've got to do it in you've got to win three games. You can't do four in 4 days. So you got to finish top four. Right now, you're still there, but you're tied. Really, SMU's got the lead on you because they beat you.
Yep.
You're tied with SMU right now in the fourth spot. You got to get over them.
But you play them, so that helps.
You play them, you can even it up, but you owe them, and that's down there, so you owe them. And you're going to need more than that in terms of getting back in this thing if you're going to get higher than that. But anyway, my point, if we're looking at outlooks and what they've got to do, you also want to be top four in terms of the regular season finish so that you can get that coveted, that necessary first-round bye and then play your way in, having to win three rather than four in 4 days. That's just too tough a task, particularly for a team this thin now. I mean, you look at him right now, he's playing eight guys. We'll see how many of those guys he's got healthy for Cincinnati this week. Hopefully it's most of them.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's kind of what Memphis is staring down right now. Again, from a theoretical sort of game theory look at it, yes, Memphis can still – again, because the college basketball bubble is –
Oh, it's got him at first four out now.
Baby.
And NBC's got him first four out now. The average is first four out now.
Baby
it
boo-boo
was 11.
Soft. Baby boo-boo soft this year. So that helps. That helps Memphis.
They would shock us all if they go around and mess around and go 2-0 this week.
Yes.
Just as shocked as I was by how the lack of any sense of urgency
against UConn, South Florida. UConn is playing well right now. UConn is playing really, really well. They beat Wichita State, then they just beat Cincinnati. And this is at their place. So, again, that's going to be.
They had a special reunion, one of those teams. Calhoun comes back, and they had that special feeling in the building.
It was a reunion weekend, wasn't it? I mean, because Calhoun comes back to UConn, and then Bob Knight goes back to Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
So that was it was let's just get Cal back. Let's just, you know.
No.
Tick.
Don't need to do that. Cal's still working.
Tick.
You know. Tick.
You want to bring Tick back?
Tick's still working.
We got to make it right, man. We got to make it right.
Well, what are we going to bring Tick back for?
Dude, it's just in the air, man. It's in the air.
It'd be awkward.
Calhoun is he is why Memphis was able to get John Calipari. If he'd have been just moderately successful and obviously, you know, not having extracurricular affairs on campus, he very likely, you know, spends 5 years on the job, and then by that time John Calipari is somewhere else, and then you don't get those years, which in turn, you know, you don't get the Will Bartons of the world. You know, so the butterfly
Lord
effect.
Lord have mercy. These folks lose to South Florida. We start talking about the Tick Price years around
I'm
here.
Just
Penny,
saying.
Get a win this week.
I'm
we need
saying.
It. These folks, the apathy is going to set in. You talking about Tick Price around here. If they don't go out and get some wins, huh, John?
You don't think Tick Price.
My gosh, you have.
You don't think
the Tick Price,
years should be brought back.
It's not
back.
Even worth being talked about.
You don't think Tick Price should be brought back?
I'm not talking about Shanoa Douglas. I'm not doing it.
Bring back Shanoa Douglas.
This program is in a different place.
Let's honor Shanoa Douglas.
We were lost. That's pre-Cal. What are you talking about? Why are you doing this?
But if not for Shanoa Douglas, we don't have Cal. If we don't have Cal, we don't have all those great years. I mean, so thank you, Chenoa Douglas. I think she should be honored. I think she should be given a wing in the athletic department, the Chenoa Douglas wing in the athletic. What do you think?
You might want to put her in the M Club Hall of Fame. Because it probably moved.
She was the MVP.
It may have moved your program forward, maybe in a bad way, but it got you past it.
Of all, much like
Tubby moved you forward.
Who was more valuable to Memphis basketball?
But now we are. Did you? Yeah.
From 2000 to 2010, than Chenoa Douglas. Think about it for a second. Nobody.
You shouldn't even be speaking her name.
Oh, Brad, how dare you?
Brad, she was crying. He was crying during this thing, apparently.
I just think, on a curb. All I'm saying is, I think that it's
Tick had on the curb.
You're seeing everybody around the country make it right with some of their old coaches, and I'm just saying, why can't we do that here? We're a forgiving city, right? I just bring back Tick. What's the next home game? I think we got there's a sneaky one against East Carolina. Nobody going to be at that one. So we can bring him back and honor him. Tick, thank you for what you did for this university. What do you say?
Penny, get it together.
All right.
This man is losing his mind.
There's some news about an NFL quarterback. We will get to that when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Spark some romance any day of the week with Serenity Day Spa's Couples Escape Package. A massage for two followed by a candlelit meal together. Print your gift certificate online at serenitymemphis.com. That's serenitymemphis.com.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Introducing the Orion credit card. 0% intro rate for 6 months on purchases and balance transfers. Apply today at orionfcu.com. After intro period, variable APR 7.24% to 17.99%. Call 1-800-532-9025 for details about credit cost and terms.
Jeff Calkins here, and I've got big news. I'm being cast in an opera, and I'm dead serious about this. I'm going to be cast as Buoso Donati in Gianni Schicchi, part of Opera Memphis's Puccini Double Bill, on February 14th and 15th at GPAC. This is the highlight of my life, and you can get tickets to watch me make my operatic debut at operamemphis.org or by calling 901-257-3100. It's me in the opera. I'm going to knock them dead.
Howie, Valentine's Day, jewelry, candy, roses.
You could get all three at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Spend $99 or more, and you're going to get free box of chocolates and a dozen roses. And Danny, look at this necklace.
And it's beautiful. It's a Love's Crossing, isn't it?
It's a Love's Crossing necklace. They start at only $199. Plus, you're going to get a dozen roses and a box of chocolates while supplies last.
I don't expect any less from you guys. Why go anywhere else? It's Valentine's Day at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
I don't know. Free financing, 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
There were moments of gold and there were flashes of light.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
So have you ever, we've talked about the Mandela effect on this show before, Jason. Do you remember what that is?
Something like you, people something think, false, but well, let me try to get it first.
Okay, sorry.
It's something wrong, but you say it wrong so much that you start to believe it and it becomes like a real thing for people to say the wrong thing, right? Kind of like that?
More or less, yeah. Like, so for example, it's like thinking something is when it's not that. So, for example, people think Sinbad was Kazam. Mm-hmm. People think he that,
but Shaq was.
But it was Shaq, exactly.
Right.
Also, another Mandela effect. People think it's the Bernstein Bears.
Oh yes,
the Bernstein Bears. That's the Mandela effect, and the reason why I bring that up is because people think this is a Meatloaf song.
Yes. Yeah.
People think.
What?
Yeah.
Why do they think it's a Meatloaf song? It's a woman song.
Well, I know, but people think when you say, when you bring up this song, it's a power ballad, much like you would expect from Meatloaf. And I actually read something along the lines of, like, the writer of this song for some time banned Meatloaf from singing it for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure. Now, I think he did end up coming out with his own version of this many, many, many years later. But, yeah, that's a brief history lesson on
Celine Dion tickets. Pretty expensive, I imagine.
You know what? I don't know. I was gifted those by our great promotions director, Cindy DeBartolame, so very appreciative.
She's amazing in concerts,
though. She's worth $700 million. You know that?
I looked that up
big
yesterday,
money. That Vegas money, because she did that run for so long.
Well, she sold an ish ton of records.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she sold so many different
tons
records.
Tons of records,
I mean,
yeah.
She got on the right movie, I'll tell you that.
Oh, that Titanic thing, yeah. That was a big one.
Yeah, I don't
the,
even know if
biggest.
She... I don't even know. Did she play it last night? Did she play My Heart Will Go On last night?
I didn't go to the show, but I'm assuming she would. Usually, what she did when that first came out, I saw her in Las Vegas, and they had the damn bow of the Titanic, and she'd lean over like this.
Yeah.
She's, like, leaning over like she's on the bow of the damn Titanic during the show.
Man, y'all get real excited talking to Celine.
I didn't mean to bring her back up. I sense the passion.
I can sense it.
That's a white... It was a lot of white folks there last night, right, John?
Exclusively.
Surprised you
there
weren't
were no
there,
African. It wasn't a diverse crowd.
I don't think Celine Dion is for the brothers and sisters. Maybe I'm wrong on this one, but I don't think she makes music for the brothers and sisters.
Not that she doesn't make it for us.
Well,
I'm sure
I mean,
she's
you
happy,
know what I mean, though.
Very
my point
isolated
is I'm not
there.
Sure. We don't hold her up like y'all do. If that's the bottom line, you look for the common sense.
Like,
board.
Dude, I don't think you're driving
you're
down
for the common
Germantown
sense
Parkway
no.
in the Mazda with some Celine.
No,
that's probably not.
You know what I mean?
No,
but that's
no
fine.
We're playing Cynthia Erivo, Stand Up.
Okay.
All right.
Flash in the pan.
What?
That's the lyric.
You see how hype I am, how ready I am? Cynthia Erivo got robbed last
you've
night.
You've got yes, to get to screwed. Her. I mean, put the talons up, man.
You said she was. Thought you were saying she's a flash in the pan. You see what I was about ready to do?
Let's do the rundown.
We need to do some Black History Month.
The Rundown is presented by City Auto.
Now, it's the Rundown. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, so as we already knew as of a few weeks ago, Philip Rivers and his 15 children have moved away from the L.A. area. And a lot of people took that to mean that he would not return to the Chargers as their starting quarterback. Well, Jason, I can officially tell you, 92.9 breaking news, powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the midsize Metros for Mercedes-Benz vans. That is officially true. Philip Rivers and the Los Angeles Chargers have mutually agreed to part ways, and Philip Rivers. Yeah.
Yep. He knew it when he moved.
Philip Rivers is entering free agency. It's one of those deals where, obviously, Philip Rivers has meant so much to the Chargers. Let me ask you this, though. Did he win a playoff game? Did he win a playoff game?
Did Philip Rivers win a playoff game? He had to have won one over his time there.
I don't know. I don't
know. No. There'd be a narrative that he'd be inescapable. He wouldn't be able to go anywhere. He'd be the best quarterback never to have won a playoff game. I'm quite sure he's won at least
one.
Yeah,
he took him to an AFC title in 2007.
There you go.
Okay, so there you go. Okay, so they
it ain't pretty, but he's got wins in the playoffs. After that title game.
He was 4-4 in the playoffs during his time.
It's better than I thought it was.
A lot of losses though. They had that one run of the title game and that's pretty much about it. But at the same time, Philip Rivers is, you know what, to hell with it. I don't think he's very good anymore. I don't think he can really help a team. I mean, I know teams are going to go, I know teams are going to go look at him and think about starting him, but he was not good last year for the Chargers at all. He threw a lot of picks. He had one of his worst seasons in a long time. If I'm an NFL team, I don't know what kind of dire straits I'm going to be in the Chargers are saying, okay, we're done.
It just broke on my phone about Philip Rivers, so you really are ahead of this.
The Chargers are saying we're done with it. I mean, they're moving on. I don't know. I don't think I would touch Philip Rivers. That's my take today. If I'm an NFL team, I'm not touching Philip Rivers.
It's tempting as a Bears fan, I must say. If we could just get rid of Trubisky today. It's not the case, though. We were talking about this a little bit last week when I said, should we bring in Foles to back up Trubisky. They've already committed to Trubisky as the starter. That said, if I could just, if all things were equal, you look at where a guy could win, you plug him right in, you know, and I'm not telling you we've got the strongest offensive line in the world or the run game necessarily that he needs to lean on. I would tell you this, though, that Phillip Rivers, when he's been very successful, has had a monster tight end. We don't have one of those.
You have Trey Burton.
Dude, he can't stay healthy. And he, the last thing he is a monster tight end. Okay, so anyway, I imagine the team that he goes to or where he's going to be effective, one of those guys, you need that drag route across the middle from the tight end that he made a career off of, yep. Quite frankly. So that said, I mean, he can go anywhere that he wants to, I imagine. I don't know that he, to John's point, moves the needle enough to get you where you want to go.
Who would be interested in Phillip Rivers? Like, who are the teams? Who are the candidates?
Well, the Bears, again, if you had a situation where you didn't have to be so committed to Trubisky, but literally the GM has to be because he moved up to get him. Right now, you know, I'm talking about teams that just missed the playoffs, right? Right? And maybe because of quarterback play, like one of us, or who? What team is that?
I don't think there are
Colts.
Many.
Colts?
Maybe the Colts.
Is he an upgrade from Jacoby?
Well, let me ask you. I'll ask you.
See, I question that with where Phillip is in his career right now. I still question whether he's even an upgrade from Jacoby Brissett, well, who could still get a little bit better.
So
he is what he is, but could still get a little bit better can certainly
first
move
of all,
better than Rivers.
Not that people in Memphis are sitting around watching L.A. Chargers games. I mean, people in L.A. ain't even sitting around watching L.A. Chargers games. But I actually did happen to pay attention, obviously, quite a bit to the Chargers because they're in our division. So let me tell you about the
Jacksonville thought they needed a guy like this last year.
Right.
They're going to get, but it's Minshew. They're moving on.
Yeah. So Phillip Rivers last year had 23 touchdowns to
picks,
20 interceptions.
Yeah, he's just throwing that
23
up.
Touchdowns for him is his. It looks like in a game, like a full season that he actually played. It is the third worst of his career. The third worst touchdown mark of his career, and the 20 interceptions also looks like it is. It's tied for second. His second highest interception total in his career. This guy is done. I mean, the Chargers had a good offense. They had Austin Eckler. They had Melvin Gordon. He came back. They had Keenan Allen at receiver. They have weapons there. Hunter Henry at tight end. This guy is just not. He doesn't have it anymore. Now,
you're probably right.
You know, the Colts are interesting because my thing with Phillip Rivers versus Jacoby Brissett is. I don't think Phillip Rivers is going to win you games anymore. I don't think he has. I mean, he's going to put up a lot of garbage time yardage. He did that last year. But, like, he is not going to win you games with his arm anymore. And Jacoby Brissett's not going to do that either. But the difference is Jacoby Brissett's not going to make the mistakes. He's not. I mean, Phillip Rivers threw some absolutely inexplicable interceptions last year and threw a lot of them.
Just hoping and praying, I know.
To me, he's a washed version of Jameis Winston at this stage in his career. I would rather have Jameis Winston as my starting quarterback than Phillip Rivers at this point.
Yikes, I don't know about that.
And so I just don't see what the future holds for him. I'll be interested to see what the teams, what the interest level is like. I don't think the line will be very long as it relates to being a starting quarterback. I don't think the line will be very long.
I can't think of a team right now that makes a whole heck of a lot of sense. Again, if you're not so committed to Trubisky, I could see it for the Bears, a team like that. And if the Colts aren't going to do it, then.
Now, here's the sick part. He's going to be a Raider.
Because the Saints are just waiting on Breeze. If they weren't, maybe you kick the tires because you're a team that feels like, hey, my window is now. But Breeze, again, is just waiting to tell them next month or whatever it is that he's coming back. I could sort of see the Saints if Breeze was out. What did you suggest now?
He said Raiders.
I think the disturbing part is that he's very likely going to end up being an Oakland Raider. Oh, excuse me, a Vegas Raider.
That's because your man Gruden can still see all the potential.
Now here's the deal.
Please, no.
Okay,
that'd be awesome. I'd love that signing. I'd love to see John's face when I
Phillip Rivers should retire, but he can't because he has 15 children.
Too many kids. Yeah.
So you have to have all those, you know, those college.
He doesn't really have 15, right? He's like 8 or something.
Well, what's
a lot?
I mean, what's the difference?
He lost track.
8 versus 15.
He's rich enough to take care of all of them and could take care of 15 if he needed to. That man got paid over his career.
I'm just saying, he's not. The only reason he's not hanging
it's not
it
like
up right
you
now.
Not like me having 15 kids.
Jesus.
I know, Mr. 401k, it's getting bigger, but good Lord, it ain't Phillip.
We're going to have to take down the percentage.
Stacks level
we're going to have to take down the percentage if we got 15 kids. But no, I think he would retire if he could, but he can't. So it'll be interesting to see exactly what teams line up for him. Like I said, I don't think the line will be long, but I'll be fascinated to see it. And like I said, in a cruel twist of fate, I'm assuming the Raiders will be one of those teams. And because John Gruden loves, like, he might talk himself into the Rich Gannon deal, right? Like, I had Rich Gannon when he was older in his career. You know, he wants to stick it to the Chargers. I pray and hope that does not happen.
I got a quarterback I want him to see. Mitch Trubisky.
Hell,
fantastic in North Carolina. You know Gruden sees the best in quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the quarterback camp thing with Trubisky went well, too. I'm sure he loved him and raved
Mitch
about
Trubisky
him.
Mitch Trubisky has the IQ of a cement mixer, dude. Like, nobody is going to take him off your hands. Nobody's that dumb.
A cement mixer?
Yeah.
Do you know Mitchell personally?
I watch him play football, man. And I that's where I know. I find out all the things I need to know from his game.
You have a tough Wonderlic score, too?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Where's your receipts on the Wonderlic score? Talking about how that is a cement mixer.
Well, I will defend him this way. I don't know what his score was, but sometimes people aren't good test takers, you know?
Nah.
It's very tough to determine somebody's intelligence based on test takers.
It appears he might have had one of the top Wonderlic scores.
Yeah.
I think he did, again, as a matter of fact.
Again, that's not indicative, though. Not indicative.
Apparently not.
As I said. Anyway, Philip Rivers is looking for a new home. Be interested to see where that ends up being.
Okay.
Next story.
I thought this was an interesting story because it's interesting where the Lakers are going to have to turn to next. But Darren Collison, who everybody assumed was going to come out of retirement, because the last time he was in the league, he was pretty good. And signed with the Lakers, he's turned them down. And I don't know if everybody knew the reasoning behind why. He's 32 years old, exited the league abruptly in late June. The thought was he was going to come back and have multiple contract offers in the neighborhood of $10 million plus per season. How about that for Darren Collison still? And yet he said no. And recently in an interview with The Undefeated, he said, why? It's, while I still love basketball, I know there's something more important, which is my family and my faith. I am one of the Jehovah's Witnesses, and my faith means everything to me. I receive so much joy from volunteering to help others and participate in a worldwide ministry. The joy I feel is unmatched. So he doesn't feel the need for money right now or a need to come back and join a team that feels like it's maybe tailor-made, maybe too strong, but certainly a team that's in championship contention to come join them at 32 years old. He's locked down into his faith. So they waved bye-bye to the idea. And it was both the Clippers also had shown some interest in signing Darren Collison. They waved bye-bye to him and turned from John, a Jehovah's Witness, to now Dion Waiters, who this year obviously had the issue with the synthetic and the gummy bears and all that. And we were going back and forth last week talking about why John Martin didn't want Dion Waiters around this organization whatsoever. And the Lakers, again, turning from a guy who says he's too locked into his faith to do the job, and now they're going to go to Dion. I hope it works out a little bit better for them. We talked about this last week a little bit. They need to add something.
Yeah.
You know, Clippers have got, especially adding Morris particularly, gives the Clippers a little bit of depth. They could still use some guard help, though. I think that's why they were still interested in Collison. They need look, the Lakers need something. They're going to need something when it comes to – I know right now it looks good. Anthony, LeBron getting most of it done, putting the numbers up. But when it comes to getting the playoffs thing, the Clippers right now look like the better team to me. Lakers going to have to make a move. I don't know if getting Waiters is what it is to put them over the top.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a little different situation with that locker room than it is the Grizzlies, right?
Because well, that's true. You got
LeBron James, and, like, you're going to fall in line, right?
That's
like, you're going to fall in line with the Lakers.
Could absorb them a little easier, I guess.
Yeah. I don't look at Dion Waiters as, like, a missing piece for a championship run. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like
I think most people are surprised they didn't get something done by the deadline, and now we're having to look at guys like Collison and Waiters. But they clearly know something's up. Maybe they go get your boy.
They might. Jamal Crawford. That would make some sense. I would do that before I went and got Dion Waiters, because Jamal Crawford might not. I mean, Dion might score a little bit more than Jamal at this stage, but Jamal's just a better teammate.
Jamal, 39 years old, too.
He is 39, but he did score 51 in the last game of the season last year. He scored 51 at 38. I mean, he could, you know, give me half
Take
of that.
39-year-old over 28-year-old Dion Waiters. Yeah.
Dion Waiters is a knucklehead.
He is.
You know, that would scare me. That would scare me. But anyway.
Lakers got to do something. Be careful adding Dion Waiters.
Next story.
Really quickly here, I thought we were going to lose Luke Fickell. I thought the American Athletic Conference was going to lose Luke Fickell at Cincinnati, obviously, after Mark D'Antonio. We were talking about why he waited until February to step down. It was because he had a $4 million bonus that posted to his account, like, January 29th. So he had to wait till that was over, and then he promptly stepped down after that, which was smart. I would recommend definitely waiting until that $4 million bonus post.
Good deal if you can get it.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so the focus of this search has been Luke Fickell, who has done a really good job at Cincinnati. And you kind of like what's brewing, right, in the AAC, kind of a Memphis versus Cincinnati at the top kind of thing. Maybe UCF squeezes their way in there this year. But I mean, Memphis and Cincinnati had some great battles last year. Seems like that's going to happen again this year. Luke Fickell is not going to take the job at Michigan State, which surprises me a little bit because it's Michigan State versus Cincinnati. Cincinnati's fine, but I wouldn't say it's a good job. I mean, it's still in the AAC, so I imagine a huge pay bump would have been in order. But it does make me wonder what sort of went into that decision, because I feel like just on paper, you're going to leave for that job 10 times out of 10. But maybe all things are not equal. I feel like something has to be off there, you know, for him to not. I mean, Mark D'Antonio is a legend.
Something's coming down.
But, yeah, I think that's got to be it. Like, something's on the horizon, and Luke Fickell is like, I'd rather just compete for an AAC title this year at Cincinnati. It's us. It's Memphis. It's UCF. Keep my roster in place. Don't have to worry about trying to get one on the fly at Michigan State. And let's be honest, like, it's never ideal to take a job in February. You
right,
know?
Right.
Like, it's just because it's not your guys, you know, and so maybe you want to have at least that first recruiting period as a head coach.
That's still, as far as I'm concerned, that's still a big job. And so to me, something's got to be up.
Yeah.
To the point that something's got to be coming down. I bet we get the answers a little bit later on.
That's good news for the American, though. You have to say that, you know.
To finally keep one.
Yes.
Because typically you're losing guys.
Yes.
That's the league you've become. Again, guys moving on. Again, we saw Rhule at Temple. Look where he's at now. It's got him to the NFL. I mean, guys move on. Norvell, another example of it. It's sort of been the league that's been plucked and identified as, you know, sort of the jump-off for coaches to hit the Power Five. And, yeah, it's good to keep one for a change. And I imagine it's going to keep most of those folks that want to put Cincinnati above Memphis in their preseason polls, going to give them even more reason to do that and keep them right there.
All right, when we come back, Jason Fitz is going to join us. We will talk to him about the XFL, about the NBA, Ja Morant, and more. Jason and John, 90s Turner FM, ESPN.
Until she went to Triumph Bank the other day, Naya had never set foot in a bank. Naya just graduated from Freedom Prep. She's been a big part of the inner city rugby program. Naya started making a little money from her job at Girls Inc., but she didn't even have a checking account. And that's where Triumph Bank stepped in to help. They set Naya up with a checking account and her very first debit card. They showed Naya how easy it is to do their online banking with their mobile app. Not only that, the folks at Triumph decided to work with inner city rugby to teach more young people like Naya about financial literacy so they can feel more confident and can start to build brighter financial futures for themselves. Naya is the first of dozens in the program who will benefit from Triumph's personal touch. You can benefit too, of course. Triumph offers that same personal touch to everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website at triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
It's Brian Scalabrini from Scalin Pals. I want to talk to you guys about Hims. All the talk this year has been about hair loss. You got to look good. You got to feel good. Let's start the new year off right by getting your hair game on point. I'm on camera all the time, and I cannot have my hairline creeping back. That's why I went to Hims. Listen, guys, baldness, that's optional. If it starts to move backwards, you got any bald spots, that doesn't mean you can't check out Hims. Hims helps guys be the best version of themselves with licensed physicians and prescription solutions backed by science. Right now, my listeners can get started with their first month free. Go to forhims.com/scal. That's forhims.com/scal. Prescription requires an online consultation with physicians who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Offer valid only if prescribed. 3-month minimum subscription. Additional restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Remember, that's forhims.com/scal.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Attention, everyone. With Dell's President's Day sale, get monumental savings on Dell business PCs with Intel Core processors and business tech. Deals are live now with doorbusters up to 60% off on President's Day the 17th. Our small business technology advisors can help you find the right tech for your business at President's Day prices by calling 877-BUY-DELL. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Just call 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/business deals.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, every single Monday around this time, we talk to the great Jason Fitz. We talk to Jason Fitz now.
It's ESPN's Jason Fitz, and hear him now, live with Jason and John.
Fitz, what's going on, my man?
Just living that dream. How y'all doing?
Everything is good in Memphis. You know, I mean, do we wish we had an XFL franchise? I don't know. I mean, I think we're kind of maybe the AAF experiment was enough for us. But it was certainly an interesting weekend for the XFL. And, you know, I remember when the AAF debuted, I mean, it did so to positive reviews for the most part. I think most people were like, okay, you know, I mean, this is actually not as bad as we thought it might have been. With the XFL, it felt even better. Like, the reviews were even better. What did you make of the debut weekend for the XFL, Fitz?
Well, I do think it was a little better, probably because you had more buy-in from people that needed to be better. I mean, let's be honest. Like, ESPN and Fox are both broadcasting this. ABC's broadcasting it, so... it's a win for everybody if it can be well consumed. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But that's one of the biggest things that's going to make this league a little different, because we talked about it at the time when Memphis debuted, and my biggest concern is that every week you have to turn around and hunt a game. Where is it going to be? What networks are going to be on? They've eliminated that variable now. You know, every Saturday at 2 and 5 there's a game, and Sunday at 2 and 5 there's a game Eastern. And you know that that's going to be on ABC and Fox and ESPN. So it makes it really easy to find games. And as dumb as that sounds, I think it's a huge difference to why the league can have some sustained success.
Yeah, is the kickoff thing, Fitzy, I don't know if you saw it. It looks weird, but it also looks safe, and it looks like, you know, maybe you could still have some explosive plays. Is that something we could see emulating the NFL, you think? Some of it looked gimmicky, Fitzy, and it didn't move as fast as I thought it would. But that kickoff thing, man, I think they may be on to something.
Yeah, I you know, the first time I saw the kickoff, I kept looking at it thinking, well, it's weird.
Right, it looks weird. Yep, yep.
The more I saw it, the more I thought, man, you are one missed tackle away from a huge play, which is what the league obviously wants. Now, I think it might be built a little bit too much to the advantage of that at some point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's why it smartly has been pointed out to me by Mike Golick Jr. that they'll probably look at some point, if the NFL is going to implement it, I wouldn't be surprised if they move that line a little bit, only a few yards away. But the kicking game is very precise, because I don't know that everybody caught this, but if it's a touchback, it goes to the 35, which is pretty significant. If you kick it out of bounds, it goes to the 45. And if you kick off and it doesn't make it to at least the 20-yard line, so if you squib kick, it also goes to the 45. So they're really forcing kickers to, you know, pop it into a very small range and then get a return. They want that big play, and I love every ounce of that.
Is the play markedly different from the AAF? I mean, do you think that there is a huge gap between the quality of play?
Not really. I thought the quarterback play was a little better in week one, but with some exceptions. I mean, come on, Murray was awful for the Vipers. But it felt like maybe we were getting a little bit better play. But I'll also admit that maybe seeing names that felt more recognizable sort of biased that conversation, right? Like, I mean, we're going to watch Cardale Jones and suddenly think that he's, you know, Cardale Jones of Ohio State, when in fact he's Cardale Jones that couldn't make an NFL roster. So let's, you know, but admittedly, when you see guys like Jones and McGloin and Murray that have had so much college success, I think we just perceive that it's better. So they got a little bit more benefit of the doubt coming in.
Hey, so should the Lakers go out and sign Deion Waiters? The Grizzlies didn't want him, or Deion Waiters didn't want to be here. Either way, I think they're fine with that. Do you think he helps a team like the Lakers or the Clippers?
I mean, here's the thing. Does he help a little bit? Yes. Does he help enough? No. I mean, whatever we thought of the Clippers-Lakers rosters, I need to go back to the very beginning of the regular season. Whatever everybody thought of the Clippers and Lakers right then, take anything you've seen this season aside, throw it away for a second. Whichever roster you thought was better, now add the Clippers make one big trade, right? So the Clippers got a little better. To me, that's enough to push them over the edge if we thought it was a tie in the first place. They're still the team that has more depth. they're still the team that has better defensive players. Mm-hmm. And I believe in a seven-game series, like y'all know this, like playoff basketball is so much different. In a seven-game series, the Clippers, I think, are better suited to take on anybody in the West. Even though the Lakers are putting up flashy numbers, if Kyle Kuzma can't grow up and become some sort of a better player quickly, I think the Lakers are going to be in for a tougher run than we think in the playoffs.
I think you're probably right.
There was a lot of attention, obviously, Fitz, dedicated to Andre Iguodala here in Memphis. He made his grand debut for the Miami Heat yesterday and didn't really do anything. Was the proportion of coverage to the production, the quality of player that Andre Iguodala is, was it disproportionate, I would ask?
Yeah, I think it was, 1,000%. And again, I just talked about brand bias. I think that there's some of that with Iguodala and just what we associate with his name, and also the brand bias we give Pat Riley. Like the amount of praise just being heaped on Pat Riley after that transaction as the guy that just knows how to build championship caliber teams. Look, I know it's happened in the past, but are the Heat better than the Bucks? To me, no. And it's not even close. And I don't know why we're constantly looking for some reason to make the Bucks lesser than they are. The fact is the Bucks have been even better this regular season than they were last year. And yes, the last time we saw Giannis in a playoff series, he was shut down by Kawhi. But I'll continue to say that if being shut down by Kawhi in a playoff series is a reason to doubt a player, just doubt everybody. He's that good defensively. So, you know, I think Giannis has taken such a step forward that whatever the Heat did in acquiring Iguodala wasn't going to make them better than Milwaukee. So I think it got an incredible amount of publicity for something that is – I mean, he's a good piece, but he's not that. And frankly – the Grizzlies, I know some people have given them grief for, you know, the young pup speaking out on it. I love it. Like, if he wants to affect his own destiny and say, fine, I'm playing whatever, wherever I want, then I would love to see the Grizzlies come out and say, fine. We don't like players come out and say, fine, you don't want to be here. You don't have to be here. We don't want you here. I mean, I'm in for all of that.
Speaking of one of those players, Ja Morant posted his first triple-double last night. Even going back to the day after the Grizzlies won the lottery, you have been on board Ja Morant. You have believed in Ja Morant from day one. But, I mean, it's almost scary how good this kid – I mean, he's 20 years old, you know, and it's not – I mean, he's getting better as the season goes on. Isn't it scary just how good he can be, Fitz?
Yeah, and you're right. You know, I said at the time that I think he's a franchise-defining player. But despite that, I mean, come on, his body type, like he's supposed to get beat up a little bit. The season's supposed to wear him down a little bit, and we're not seeing any of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just his quickness and ability to just make people look dumb is really incredible. And the thing, the best part about that for Memphis is that he is going to be a highlight machine. And there are guys that can put up, you know, points over and over and over again. We saw that with Anthony Davis and in New Orleans, and that doesn't necessarily turn around and make the Pelicans a conversation piece. In today's society, where we want all of our highlights from the NBA in these quick, absorbable sort of nuggets, Ja's going to keep putting those up and up and up. And I think that's going to make Memphis a conversation piece for the next several years. And how many guys are going to want to play around him? So this is a best-case scenario for the Grizzlies. Yeah, they're better than we thought they would be right now, but I think the most exciting part is that you can look at it and say they're poised to be better than we thought they'd be for the next 5 years.
Yep, we think so, too. Some of this question feels like fantasy, Fitzy, because I think ultimately Tom Brady's headed back to the Pats, but the Dak Prescott versus Tom Brady with Dallas sort of question that we're all asking here the last couple of days, if you switched them out, who gives Dallas the better chance to – which one of them gives Dallas the better chance to win a Super Bowl over the next couple of years?
Well, I think it's Dak, but, man, I don't know. I mean, if we're just talking about for the next year or two, I can make the argument that Brady could come in and he's so smart and what he does is so good and he knows how to get the best of the guys that are around him. So in that mindset, I could say, yeah, maybe for a year or two. But would you get rid of what Dak can offer you for the next 10 years?
Absolutely
not.
Or
what Brady can offer you for the next two? And that, to me, is the simplest part of this. Like Dak, for the next year, maybe Tom makes you better. But for the next decade, Dak keeps you in the playoff conversation every single year. So this isn't even close to me. I wouldn't even entertain the idea.
Is it disrespectful what they're doing to him, or is it just business?
I think it's just business. And that's the thing that, you know, Mike Golic Jr. and I argued about this morning on Golic Bingo. It was about a year ago that we were all sitting here saying, oh, my God, look, how is the relationship between Zeke and the Cowboys ever going to be okay because the disrespect both sides were showing each other. I mean, remember Zeke who? Remember those conversations?
Absolutely.
And we were blowing up about it. And then what happened? Zeke got paid, and he got paid so much. It's just never come up again. That's what I think is going to happen here. There are intricacies to contract negotiations. I think this gets worked out. He ends up getting paid an obscene amount of money. And everybody's going to be happy in the end.
I do, too.
We are, of course, talking to Jason Fitz. He's the host of First Take Your Take. You can hear that on ESPN Radio every afternoon, especially here in Memphis. Luke Fickell is still the coach at Cincinnati. It sounds like, according to reports, that he turned down the Michigan State job, or maybe he wasn't offered it, but it was an understanding that if he wanted it, it would be his. Why would Luke Fickell not take the Michigan State job?
I think this is one of the more stunning things in a long time, because to me, when D'Antonio quit, the timing of it, in my mind, all I could think was he has to know that, you know, Pat Narduzzi or Luke Fickell is in, guys that he has history with, for both of them to end up turning down the job and now for Michigan State to feel sort of lost in no man's land. I can't necessarily make sense of it. To me, the knee-jerk reaction is that the allegations that have come out that there's some recruiting violations might be more serious than we thought, and somebody doesn't want to be dealing with limitations coming into that job, you know. So I don't know. I'm just stunned to see a program that has been so well cared for by coach to leave at that time and not have the successor named already. That's the part I can't make sense of now. But, you know, already the rumor mill is turning that Brett Bielema is interested and that Pat Shurmur is interested in the job, you know, and those are both guys that have had success at different levels. But, I mean, the fact that they're now going down the road of alternate candidates says something about what we must not be seeing behind the scenes.
Yeah, and there's no question. Hey, Fitz, man, you're the best. We appreciate the time, as always.
Brother.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great week.
Yep.
Thank you.
He is Jason Fitz. Joins us every single Monday here on the show. All right, we will come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM.
Hi, it's Brad Carson from 92.9 FM ESPN, and it's time for the 24th annual Bunny Run 5K on Saturday, April 11th at Cancer Survivors Park over on Perkins Extended, and the race will be at 9 o'clock. Walkers start immediately after. A great family event including an egg hunt, parade, children's games, face painting, and a special visit from the Easter Bunny. I'll be the MC, and it's a great cause, helping empower families and family-centered services with serves right here in Memphis. So join us. Sign up now at srvs.org or go to the events section now at 929ESPN.com.
20 ribeyes for $30 at three locations in Memphis right now. For a limited time, hurry now. 20 ribeyes for $30. EBT, credit cards, debit cards, all payments accepted. Last chance to compare five-star steaks to Omaha Steak Box Steak deals and save on the ribeyes. 20 ribeyes for $30. Look for the big tent in the parking lot of Wolf Chase Mall, the South Haven Town Center, and Oak Court Mall right now. Also on the big truck, crazy deals on premium steaks, pork, seafood, and gourmet chicken breasts. Everything must go. It's a truckload meat mania sale. Look for the big tent and truck in the parking lot of Wolf Chase Mall at the Highway 64 entrance and at the South Haven Town Center in front of JCPenney's across from Fox and Hounds. And also look for the big tent in the parking lot of Oak Court Mall directly in front of the food court on Poplar Street. Crazy deals on Kansas City strips, New York strips, fillets, bacon wrap fillets, mega ribeyes, and get 20 ribeyes for $30. Three locations in Memphis, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the parking lot of Wolf Chase Mall, the South Haven Town Center, and Oak Court Mall.
Love is in the air. Denstals is the place. You guys know it. To win the heart of your special Valentine has long been that, because for over 100 years, their family's created handmade chocolates using only the finest ingredients in their Memphis candy kitchen. You can select from an array of beautiful heart-shaped boxes. You better have it, men, coming up on Friday, packed with caramels and fudge, nougats and creams, to nuts, and my favorite, the tartlettes, for your Valentine's parties. Denstals has got everything, of course, from marshmallow hearts to their award-winning Fudge Pops, a Denstals tradition. Tomorrow's the launch of their famous chocolate-covered strawberries, fresh ripe berries dipped in fondant and enrobed in rich milk chocolate. Nobody dips them like Denstals. Place your order today at your favorite Denstals location. You can do it at Laurelwood, Germantown, Pleasant View, Collierville, or their new store downtown. This Valentine's Day, it's coming up on Friday, guys. Say I love you with Denstals, made in Memphis and enjoyed by the whole world.
Hey, this is Billy Richmond of the Wing Guru. As a former Memphis Tiger basketball player, I want to show the Tiger Nation some love and give you all 10% off your next order with a Tiger Game Day ticket.
Is that your best shot, Billy?
This is Jaren Jackson Jr., current Memphis Grizzlies basketball player, and I've got one even better for you. I'm giving all the Grizz Nation 10% off their order for bringing in a game day ticket. Grizz Nation, you now have no excuse to not try my very own Wing Guru flavor, Triple J. I'm here to tell you, trust me, it is lit.
The Wing Guru, three locations, Mount Moriah, Stage Road, South Haven, and soon to be even more. Come be a part of the Guru Gang. Have it delivered by DoorDash, make a fast break to one of our stores, or visit thewingguru.com. That's thewingguru.com.
This message approved by the Wing Guru, the official sponsor of University of Memphis Tiger Athletics.
Today's the day. Diet Center's Heart Health Open House. Get half off on all Diet Center programs.
I tried dieting on my own and got nowhere. Diet Center as my partner made it easy. I'm Jill, and I lost 32 pounds in just 7 weeks.
Save 50% today and lose 20 pounds your first month. Save 50% today and reveal a new you this spring. Call 259-TRIM or DietCenterMidSouth.com. Diet Center, one-on-one counseling, real food, and proven results.
Howie, for Valentine's Day, we always want jewelry, but we expect the chocolate and the roses, too.
Well, at Robert Irwin Jewelers, we've got all three for you. Spend $99 or more, and you're going to get a free box of chocolates and a dozen roses. If you want a diamond heart necklace and a gold rose, only $149. Plus, you're going to get a dozen roses and a box of chocolates while supplies last.
I don't expect any less from you guys. Why go anywhere else? It's Valentine's Day at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
I don't know. Free financing, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
I do what I can when I can while I can for my people.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
To a brand new home, far across the river.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner. It's approaching fast. We'll be here before you know it. Even if she says she doesn't want anything for Valentine's Day,
lies.
Don't be an idiot. Don't be stupid. Go to Robert Irwin Jewelers and make it happen. Whether it's just a regular sort of honeydew, hey, I love you, peace, or
like
it's
that.
Time to pop the question, they got you covered over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. The number one thing that women care about in an engagement ring is ring design, and that's what they specialize in over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. They got the Dream Collection. The handcrafted engagement rings feature fancy shaped center diamonds like the oval, pair, marquise, and princess cut. Each ring is one of a kind because she's one of a kind. Starting at just $29.99, the Dream Collection is going to seal the deal. They got all kinds of options over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. So go make this Valentine's Day the best one yet.
Yep. And now through Valentine's Day on Friday, you get a dozen fresh roses and a box of chocolates free with your purchase of $99 or more. That's why supplies last. So get on over there. They've got Love's Crossing pendants. One of those honeydew, as John says, gifts. Intertwining diamonds set in gold or silver represent your journey together. Start only $199. Howie's got you covered. Why would you go shop at some big box store, especially if you're looking for that engagement ring, man? Something that's going to matter a ton to your life, right? Her saying yes matters a ton. Do it with somebody who cares, right? Somebody who will be there in 10 years when you're ready to go back and upgrade that ring, like Howie and his team. They've got free financing available, up to 60 months to pay or 18 months deferred interest. Great gift ideas for any budget. That's the most important thing. Get over to Robert Irwin Jewelers. 5 locations are online at rijewelers.com.
The Grizzlies saved Hoop City last night. against the Washington Wizards. Looked ugly there for a minute, didn't it, Jason? That third quarter felt like we were just going to have one of the worst weekends we've had in a long time in basketball in this city. It felt like it.
It did, and you're saying, oh, man, don't do it against the Wizards because the schedule is going to get so much tougher if you don't take advantage of this opportunity. Man, it could be a lot of losses ahead. Even with the way the Grizzlies are playing, that's how tough the schedule is about to get. That said, they get it done. Mr. Fourth Quarter, John Morant comes through, and in doing so, notches his first triple-double of his career, the first of, what we expect, John, many.
Many of them.
Tens and tens and hundreds?
Yes, tens and tens and hundreds. Hundreds of triple-doubles, absolutely. 27, 10, and 10 for Ja Morant last night against the Washington Wizards. And, again, like, it's just – it's further – you know, it's further affirmation that the Grizzlies have a superstar on their hands. I mean, that's the greatest thing that this season has already produced.
What's become one of my favorite things to do is to go back and listen to the opposing coaches' comments after the game, but particularly the ones where Ja's been a monster, and particularly the one you'd go first triple-double. I went quickly to see what Scott Brooks was saying about him, and the quote says it for itself, kind of what we've been saying. The guy's young, but he plays like a five-year all-star. He just controls the game. He's a problem. Now, that's Scott Brooks. That's the head coach over at Washington. Now it's about to turn up for the Grizzlies because, again, this game on Wednesday against Portland leads you into the first of three very important games with Portland. That is the team that's closest to you for the eight spot right now in terms of beneath you, 2.5 games out. And, John, I don't know if you've seen Dame here over the last really it's been since January 1st. You realize since January 1st, the same time that the Grizzlies are 14-5, they're 14-5 since January 1st. Well, Dame's been on a tear since then, too, averaging 34 points per game. He's got 13 30-point games, 6 40-point games. I saw it this morning on Get Up, 50 3-point games. And he's the guy that on Wednesday is going to be saying, well, listen, I respect right, what the Grizzlies have put together. That said, it ain't y'all's time. It's our time. And that's what concerns you the most about Portland besides, you know, just the tear that Dame's on. They're the more veteran team. And so for all of us that are rooting for the Grizzlies, I hope not getting locked in on this against, again, as if this is going to represent success or failure in the future, them making the playoffs or not. Just these games leading up to it, John, I was telling Giannotto this, they're just like playoff games, particularly when it gets to April.
Yeah.
If you're even trailing Portland by a couple of games at that point, still important playoff-like games that you know you need to get in, those will be critical for this young squad. That said, Portland's going to have that intensity level turned up from the get-go. This is the one of the three games that's at home, and so obviously a chance to make a big statement before you go out into the All-Star break.
Yeah, and the Blazers are they're mad. They're going to be coming into this game pretty mad, and we'll see what happens against the Pelicans tomorrow night.
Just be Miami.
There was a very controversial non-goaltending call, and Dame Lillard was absolutely hot about it and didn't get fined somehow. Like, did not get fined. For
right to be hot.
Everything he said. Yeah, but I mean, he was going in, though. He said the refs cost us the game.
He's
the refs.
Right.
And I know, but you're not supposed to, like.
And he's got enough respect in the league. Now, I'm not saying they're not. Is it done? No fine?
That was the report yesterday, that he was not going to.
No, I actually thought he was going to get one.
So the Blazers are coming in here. Listen, I mean, and you know what they are. I mean, they're a potent offensive team. They got Damian Lillard who can go off for 50 at any
time. Carmelo the other night had like 20-8.
Yeah.
What's crazy is this dude wasn't playing. And now it looks like he's back to old Carmelo. And we were talking about, you know, Carmelo was saying he was basically getting blackballed, that he should be in the league. And we were looking at him basically like, man, why don't you get it, man? It's your time's passed. He comes back, and the other night he had 20-8.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he is playing well for them and has been more than just a lift offensively. He's played pretty well. What it just struck me, like, he couldn't have played last year for a team. And people acting like he's washed. He's less washed than Andre Iguodala is.
Right. Yeah, because Andre Iguodala didn't do very much last night. Again, it was his first.
He made some good passes to Jay Crowder. They look like they're going to be just fine.
I don't know. Are people in Memphis actively rooting against Andre Iguodala, or is it just one of those?
Of course they are.
They are. I mean,
like, you're not going to stop what you do and stop work to do it in the middle of your work week.
Right. Like, I'm not invested in whatever happens to him in Miami.
No one's rooting for him.
But he did have some interesting comments over with Sam Amick, and Sam Amick asked him a few questions about sort of what went down.
Yeah, he never said that he wouldn't want to come here and play.
Yeah, that was his thing. He said it was brought to me. You understand what I'm saying? It was brought to me. The trade happens, and it's brought to me. And he's told, hey, we know you're coming from this situation, and, you know, it may not be ideal for you. Sam follows up and says, whose voice is this? Andre Iguodala says, not mine. And then Sam says, their side. He says, not mine. It was never, like, I never approached anyone to say, hey, this is not somewhere that I want to be, and I'm going to show up. That never occurred. But that's never going to get put out there because you know. So that's
he had a chance when dude said the other side to just clear it up and say the other side, right?
Mm-hmm.
He kept it all cloudy.
Yeah,
and I go back to that. That dude
right.
didn't want to be here.
No, I mean, it's
you
obvious.
See, he asked him direct. Amick asked him direct right there. He had the opportunity to say yes, their side. He didn't do that. He kept it cloudy. That just tells me, man. Again, and this is it's behind both now.
Right.
And again, I hate to get too deep into it because it sort of goes against talking about how good the Grizzlies are doing on the floor. That said, I kind of smirked when I saw you had the 2 points. And he's passing the ball, deferring the crowd the entire time. It's probably be smart for them the rest of the year. I just don't think Andre's got. As much, I'm not hating on him. I just don't think he's got as much left in the tank as people are putting out. That he's some, so that's still that MVP guy from the finals. He ain't close to being that level of efficient anymore.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see, when Gorgie ends up making his debut
Miami's
for the
good.
Grizz, what he can do, and because I actually think Gorgie's actually a decent player. Like he'll be a good role
so
player.
So is Bill.
Yeah,
from the standpoint, he can add maybe a little bit in terms of athletic, shot blocker back there.
Yeah.
Because again, he's more of a center, even though he's like 6'8", 6'9", because of his athleticism. So, I mean, I'm he can add that depth there. Not looking for big things from either one of them other than the ability to get you another body in there.
But, yeah, I mean, I think the takeaway from last night is, first of all, it's really important to get that win because, as you point out, the schedule gets much, more formidable over the next few weeks.
Everybody that you're playing here over the last, last 31, 32 is going to be playoff caliber squad for the most part.
But the big takeaway is simply just, for me, it's how great can Ja be? How great will he be? Making shots in the fourth quarter, setting his teammates up. I mean, it just feels like that even to say we're on the precipice is maybe, we're past the precipice. I mean, Ja Morant is already a great one in this league.
This came from Tim McMahon. The Grizzlies stayed at 14 in ESPN's power rankings, but to John's point, he added about Ja. Ja joined an exclusive club of players to score as many points as he did in the triple-double. Remember, he had 27 last night to go with the 10-10. In a triple-double at age 20 or younger. The others, Luka Doncic, he did it 14 times. LeBron James, 5. De'Aaron Fox, I assume once. And then the other name is a familiar one, Sharif Abdul-Rahim, the former Vancouver's Grizzlies forward. Guys that have scored that many, 27 points, with a triple-double age 20 or younger. Only a few that have done it. It's special. Watch. And I think that's what you were seeing at the end of that game is those guys recognizing that. Recognizing they've got something special on this that if everybody just kind of jumps on board, could really lead you to something special.
Yeah, and so a nice win for the Memphis Grizzlies to get that one on the road there. And you're 2-1 on this road trip, by the way. I mean, that's a huge victory for a young team that's going through all the things they're going through at the trade deadline. You don't have bodies, and you end up 2-1 on this road trip. That is absolutely massive. Because that is the one sort of piece of this that you worried about is, okay, what's it going to mean for all this movement, what's it going to mean for the Grizzlies' current playoff hopes? Because people at this point, now that we're, past the trade deadline and getting to the All-Star break, people are trying to become really invested in making the playoffs. Again, it's not a failure of a season if they don't make the playoffs, as we've established. But people are starting to get really invested in that race. And, you put yourself in position. You're 2.5 up on the Blazers here in February. That's a good place to be.
The fun part is for me, it feels inevitable that a veteran team like Portland, particularly with the run that Damian's on, is going to catch you.
Yep.
But it doesn't. This team doesn't give a damn about me or anybody else thinking that. Doesn't play like that whatsoever. These young guys are totally on a whole nother, believing on a whole nother mindset in that locker room, and that's fun to watch them go out and sort of prove everybody wrong. Even again on a night where you're struggling offensively, you're up at Washington. I'm feeling what Brevin's saying, and man, last couple of games they just look like they're in a daze, kind of like man they're thinking about the Rising Stars Challenge or something like that. And they, Ja breaks out of it fourth quarter, and you pull that thing out. But that's sort of been the fun part of this. What me thinking that man, this thing's got to come back down to earth at some point. Portland's going to swallow them up. It's all inevitable. And just each night they go out there and they prove not only me here, but I think especially nationally, prove us all wrong.
Yeah.
Not just ahead of schedule, but I mean, getting better by the game,
yeah.
It feels like.
Yeah, Ja Morant as well. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come. We're going to be joined by Dell and Sonja Curry at 125. We'll talk to them about their new podcast called Raise in Fame. Very interesting stuff. We'll talk to them at 125. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Andre Iguodala. I can't wait until we find a way to trade him so we can play him.
Trade has been agreed upon tonight with the Heat, acquiring Andre Iguodala from the Grizzlies. Justice Winslow part of the deal heading to Memphis.
Now we have a player that we're getting that actually wants to play with us, and things were good.
Those youngins in Memphis, them Cubs better take note and stop hating.
I'm not going to be just showing what really Memphis is about.
Oh, hey, fuck you.
Get your Grizz on 92.9 FM ESPN through radio.com.
Ride with the country's number one auto insurer, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, with a big shout out to my awesome team now licensed in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Call or text 901-767-7744. We're still all better looking than a lizard.
Hey, listeners, it's Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. Once again, welcoming you to exceptional service. Give us a call today at 388-0852. That's 388-0852 to get your best prices of the year now that the holidays are behind us.
Here at James Gaddis Jewelers, we're not only here for special occasions, we're your every occasion jewelry store. Hi, this is James Gaddis, inviting you to shop with us when you're looking for diamonds, bridal, engagement rings, or anniversary gifts. That's our specialty. You can also depend on us to find something special for any occasion. We have an extensive selection of gemstones, pearls, watches, and designer jewelry. And we create custom design pieces as well. We want to be your family's jewelry store. James Gaddis Jewelers, Poplar and Mendenhall.
Wait, our team lost. Why are you celebrating?
Because I just won playing Keno to Go.
Wait, what?
It's a Tennessee lottery game where you decide how you play and what you could win. See, pick one number, match it, and you can win up to $45, or pick 10 numbers for the chance to win up to $300,000. It's up to you.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Well, you gotta play first.
Yeah, right.
Big wins, multiple drawings daily. Now that you know, how will you Keno to Go? Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Extra! Extra! Read all about it, folks! Feast your eyes on the most fascinating thing you've ever seen! The new special edition Jumbo Box! That's right!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here! Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.